We discussed a little bit Tzuas HaPesach yesterday. And tonight we're going to define this a little bit more. We're up to page 436 in Siman Shin Samach Beis Yud Aleph. So the halacha is as follows. Mao Tzuras HaPesach, what is exactly Tzuras HaPesach? What is it? Tzuras HaPesach. Kone Mikan, you've got Paul on the right hand side. V'kone Mikan, on the left hand side. V'kone Al Gabein. And then you've got a lentil, is that what it's called? Lintel. How is that spelled?
L-I-N-T-E-L.
Lintel. Okay. You have lintel on top. Umashkoif on top. Agabeen. Now, that is considered a Tzuras HaPesach. Page 436, third line. This is a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues now, which is very frequently used. Afilu, even einoy noigea bohen, even if it is not touching, if the kone on the right hand side, the kone left hand side, is not touching the lentil on top, elo sheyesh beinein kama ames, even if it is not touching, there could be even 10 ames in between. I'm going to explain soon what this could be. Ubilvat shegoiva konim shemikan mikan asorot tfochim. There must be at least 10 tefachim high. And it needs to be directly opposite, directly under the kone ha'elyon, the pole. So, what it means is that it needs to be, if you've got the lentil on top and you've got the two pillars, he must be right underneath it. Now you're going to say, obviously it needs to be, how else? Can he float? Can he fly? The answer is yes, he can. Of course he can. And that's normally what we're going to do. We're going to see soon more. Because you can have very easily a scenario that it's not touching. I mean, in theory, you could have a lintel, which is right across, and it's standing on something on the right, and standing on something on the left. And then you've got the two poles, that's really where you want to create the mechitza. They're underneath it, but could be well in the middle. So that's fine. And it could be they're not even reaching the top. There could be a long distance in between, a gap in between. So they are lying on something else. And the pillars are for that. And the emes is, that's what we frequently do. We're going to see soon when and how. But they need to be directly opposite. If they are not on top, but they're on the side. We'll see soon what that means. Loi mani doesn't work. So now this halacha is easily explained via the picture. You know what? Let's go straight to the pictures now. If we can just look at the pictures on the picture page. If we look at picture number 50 and picture number... Yeah, the picture number 50 is a very good example. What are your thoughts on those pictures over here? Picture number 50. Good. You happy with it? 50 you're happy with?
50 or 51,
which page? Yeah. 51? No, you're on page. Okay, so Rabbi Sai. What you see in picture number 50, and the one, so there's three pictures on this page over here. Can we just look at this page over here? We've got this, this, and there's three pictures over here. So they are, I'm afraid to say they're no good. Well, the top one, let's leave the top one out for a moment, because the top one is okay. Number two and number three is exactly the point. We've got to have, When the whole idea of a Tzuras HaPesach, a critical and essential point of a Tzuras HaPesach is that the Tzuras HaPesach, that the, shall we call the lintel on top, or the string on top, or whatever it's going to be made out of, has to be on top of the two side poles. They must be on top. Over here, picture number 50, and the one underneath it, what you've got is, they are attached to the side. Or to be even more precise, they are not on top. And they must be on top. They must be on top. If it's not on top, it's a problem. An ideal Tzuras HaPesach must have, exactly as you will see, let's say a typical Tzuras HaPesach will be a picture 47, where you have two poles and then the string is on top. That's how it's meant to be. Yes, I know this one is on a mountain, has some other complexity, but as a principle, as a tzur, the way the Tzuras HaPesach looks, the string must be on top. This is really, really critical. This is the way Tzuras HaPesach is structured, that the lintel is on top and not on the side. You try to open a door which looks like that. It's called the Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad, which doesn't work. Can I just finish off, because this is really important? So, Im Chibar HaKoneh Elin Nishna HaKoneh Mole Echol Nekeh Min Hatzad, Loi Man, it's no good. Top line of page Rej Yud Tes. V'Tzuch Shehakonim Shebetzlonim Chazokim, the poles, the pillars on the side must be strong, Chazokim, strong, Lekabel, to hold. Teles a door kolshu. It must be able to hold a door. The side poles must be able to hold the door. They must hafilu shel kash, could be out of hay. Hoshel konim must be could be a very soft door, but he must be able to physically hold something. Havol konish al gaben sagib kolshu hafilu gemi mehani. But with regards to the konei al gaben, with regards to the lintel on top, it can be made out of anything, even if it's made out of gemi, a string. It's good enough. So Rabbi said, this is the rule. A Tzuras HaPesach has to have two strong poles on the side, strong enough that it can hold a door. The string on top, or whatever is on top, can be made very thin. Doesn't need to be all the thing. Can be very, very thin. However, the condition is that it must be al gaben, must be on top of the two poles. What we need to discuss now is picture number, the one on top of number 50, please. This is a really, really important picture. Can we look up the top, on top of picture number 50, this one over here. This one over here. Okay, what is your thoughts on this Tzuras HaPesach? Is this good or no good? Oh, so Mr. Berlin points out, hey, this is no good, because the string is not on top. As we just discussed a minute ago, the string must be on top. So it's not like picture number 47, bottom of picture number 46, or picture number, it's no good, because the string is not on top, and you've got a problem. Okay, does everybody agree with that? Because we just discussed that a string must be on top. I wish it would be a very normal Tzuras HaPesach. Is there in this booklet a very conventional Tzuras HaPesach? Okay, can I see it? Yeah, it's not perfectly conventional, but nearly. Yeah, it's not the posh one. Can you see that it's a bit crooked? Yeah, that's the problem. Normal Tzuras HaPesach will have the strings on top. Yeah, okay, so I suppose it does help a bit. Okay, you have over here a picture of an Amstam Eruv, and I brought this because there is some really interesting pictures. This, I suppose, is quite a good picture as far as we are concerned now. You see the strings are, you'll see the strings are on top. It will not be going around on the sides, because then it's not Al Gabayen. The Amstam Eruv is the Mekoyer. It was one is the source of one of the main psukim with regards to the Edra Eruv. One of the main concepts a kula perhaps is found in the Makoya is from the Amstam Eov. But we'll speak about that. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That comes from there. Can I just also quickly look at picture 55 and 56? Picture 55 and picture 56 are no good. Or are they? Chaim Yeshua, what do you think about that? Good or no good? Reb Gideon, good or no good, 55, 56? The Pashas is that it's possible. Yeah. Okay, well, now what I want to point out is what you see, the earlier picture on top of number 50, that Mr. Bellini is right, essentially, that it should be possible. But, Lemaisa, can you see the bottom left pole says 10 Tfochim high? Now, why is it of any particular relevance? Why is it of relevance that it's 10 Tfochim? The left and right pillar is 10 fochim high. What does that do? Oh. And therefore what happens? Once you've got 10 fochim, what is it? What happens? He goes up. Very good. So here you go. There's a strong tzad to say this is okay. Because the string is, you've got the 10 fochim, and the 10 fochim make it, the 10 fochim may create that is an invisible wall going up above the 10 fochim, and consequently, the string is actually on top of a corner, an invisible one. It's on top of a wall. And if you look at picture number 60, you will see what is perhaps one of the most common application of Eovin. His number, picture number 60. Does that seem familiar to you? Picture number 60. No, that's just after page 436. After page 436. No, you're probably gone to... You're just one page too far. I think you're one page too far. Ah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, sorry. Picture number 60. What are your thoughts on picture number 60? Okay, imagine they're both sides. Or just that side that has it. What would you say? The left side, the right side. It's good. Very good. You're quite right. So it does, so the point is, once you've got such a... How should you describe it? How should you describe it? Post. Once you've got that post, if as long as it's 10 tfochim, what happens is that it goes further up until it hits the chut shel gemi on top. And then you've got... the chut is al gabeyan. And therefore it's okay. And that's why it's fine. So as long as it's on both sides, it's okay. And this is the common application. Edge Eruv, well, it has that's the truth is, if you go Mowbray Road, just underneath us over here, there is an Eruv there. There's a, what I wouldn't call it an Eruv. There's a Tzuras HaPesach here. Have you noticed? Yeah, from I think Mishpachas Joseph across. Yeah, from the Rav's house across. Is it pretty much there? Kramer's. Yeah, so exactly. So there, in order to avoid some halachic problem, that's exactly what it is. There is a post like this, and that will create the, and that's, and then it goes up, and then the Eruv starts, the Tzuras HaPesach starts from there, and it goes down. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch in Tzif Yud Beis. Kippah, Peres Shar Osu Ki Kippah. If you've got a gate which is made like a kippah, which basically means that it is rounded on top, you've got a two poles like this, and rounded on top, like a kippah, like a couple. Peresharo osu ki kippah. If there is on its feet, Before it starts to go round, if asorot fochim ten fochim uteres mishum tzaras haPesach kuzitzuas haPesach hevei b'kedush. And here comes the shaila, which the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, which is a very hot topic in those days, perhaps a little bit less so today, but still to some extent. The Mishnah Berurah discusses over here: can you be soimich on a telegraph? What's a telegraph? Pardon? Yeah, telegraph poles, that which we would call nowadays the it's the electric. Yeah, well, can you? Because again, what you've got is you've got wires. They are obviously supported by two. And this was a very hot topic because that would obviously be excellent. Why not? It's Tzuras HaPesach. No, it can be as high as you want. And then what? It's really normally in the perfect area because it's surrounding normally. You've got it around the city. And you could easily use it as a Tzuras HaPesach. Very good idea. Pardon? No.
There's always gaps. It doesn't go. It never goes in a perfect square.
No, so but you, at least can you rely to some extent to that? If we could use it, imagine in Edgeway, it would be a massive. Why is it not? So therefore, okay. So we're going to get to that because Mishnah Berurah is a serious issue. But as a principle, would it work or not? The truth is, the phone wires would be the same. The phone cables, yeah. Same question as to whether they can be used or not. And here again, the emphasis is that in theory, you could easily put mamash like in picture number 60. If you want to avoid the issue of them being around, but you want them to be on top of the poles, so all you need to do is that idea of picture number 60. Because without seeing the mechitzah, this ten fachim keeps on going up because of kudachis, kudasik. It goes all the way up, and then the string hits the string like this. Let it. Oh, I see. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that. Why is it not? Because I suppose perhaps it's interrupted. It's an interesting question. I never thought of that. Good question. I don't know. It's interesting. Lemaisa, the poskim about 100 years ago, they were very busy with that very question. Can you use the telegraph, as they called it, the phone wires, the electricity wires, can they be used or not? The Mishnah Berurah brings over here in Sif Kotten, Samach Dalet, Him Yochel Ismach ala telegraph, B'mokom Tzuras HaPesach, can you rely on the telegraph as a Tzuras HaPesach? He brings the Mama Motcha, Tzuras HaLemeshiv, Tzuras Beishleme, and he, Lemaisa, although he doesn't actually spell it out, he doesn't actually say that it's also, but the Mama Mokom that is Mitzayan, seem to indicate that the Mishnah Berurah does not like it. The main reason is probably, there's two main issues with it. One is, as we discussed now, often perhaps they're not on top, they're on the side, and it can't always be rectified. But just, even more importantly, is another halacha that Reb Gidin pointed out, that very frequently they go down a little bit, they're not tight enough. They're not tight enough, and they are going more than 3 tefachim, and that is a very serious issue. We will discuss that still. That it might not be on top, it's on the side. Yeah, you could do that. It doesn't always work though, but yes. Yeah. You will see that in this picture of Amstam Eruv, you could see clearly they are relying on it in some places. It looks like they made sure that it's tight enough. There is an element of it, yes. No, we'll get to that, Yimitz Hashem, still. We'll get to that. So that is with regards to the... we got to the Tzuras HaPesach. Again, one point which is mentioned over here is that it needs to be very, very solid. The Shulchan Aruch's words are, Tzuch she'akonim she'betzitot mechazokim lekabel teles kolshu. They must be strong enough to be able to hold a door. They must be able to hold the door. The side poles must be able to hold the door. If it fails to be able to, if it's not strong enough, it's a posle eruv. That is why it's really important to keep on checking on them, because if they do get wobbly or they do get a bit loose, then the whole Erev actually becomes possible. I wanted to also mention picture number 46 and picture number, both picture number 46. Shaatzin discusser bekweger. Picture number 46, number one, and picture number 46, number two. What's your thoughts on this? Everybody agrees to that? Harav Feingold, which one do you prefer better? Top one or bottom one of picture 46? Which one is better? 46. Picture number 46. There's two pictures, number 46. So when you have a hill, and you want to be able to include the hill in the Eruv, so you need to do something, that's the challenge of a hill. What do you do? Are you going to do picture number 46 on top or picture number 46 on bottom? What is the best, what's the preferred method of putting up a Tzuras HaPesach? Top one is better? Bottom one is better? So top one or bottom one, which one is better? Bottom one is better? Okay, yes, bottom one is the preferred method because that's how you put a door. If you'd have a door, it'd probably be like that. You'd put it like that. Even, well, I don't know, I'm not sure, but generally speaking, you'd probably put the low one as, that's the put door. With regards to the top one, it's also okay. Hebekveg is machmir, and he said that if it's a very, very slanty, very extremely slanty, then it's possible. But in principle, you could, the truth is, could you have a door like that? Just, you could have a door like that. So the bottom one is the preferred method. The higher one is okay, unless it's very, very slant. If it's extremely slant, you know, door will be built like that, and therefore it's going to be possible, according to Rabbi Kveiger. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we discussed this evening the halacha. Oh, by the way, how do they do nowadays? It's an important point. You might see a picture in his booklet. How do they nowadays check as to whether it's mamash underneath it? If it's not completely underneath it, if you've got a picture number 60, and it's not perfectly aligned, it's possible. So how do you do it? It must be perfectly underneath the string. It must be underneath the string. Imagine it's a bit like off. It needs to be exactly underneath it. That's the string. That's the tzuras. If it's a bit like this. Yeah. So the mindset now is they use laser lights to exactly measure it. Mamash is perfectly aligned underneath it. They do that nowadays. I don't know how they did it previously, but they will check. But nowadays they mamash make sure that it's perfectly aligned underneath it. Okay. We learned this evening about Tzuras HaPesach. We learned that the definition of Tzuras HaPesach is the door shape. You've got a pearl on the right, pearl on the left, and something on top. It doesn't matter if it doesn't touch. Again, now we understand it's better. It doesn't matter if it does not touch. If the pearls on the side do not need to touch the lintel on top. We spoke about the side pearls need to be solid enough to hold, strong enough to hold the door. Not so the string on top doesn't have to be able to hold anything. We spoke about a kippah, which is a couple-shaped door is fine as well. And we spoke extensively about various examples, and most importantly, a good asik will work as well, as in picture number 49 and picture number 60. And we discussed in picture 46 that the lower method is the preferred one. Top one is also okay, unless it's extremely slanty, which Rabbi Kveiger puzzles. Good evening, good Chodesh, good Shabbos.